With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. The Biden administration is reportedly pressing Ukraine to send younger men into the war with Russia, urging Ukraine to lower the draft age from 25 to 18, according to sources cited by the AP. Meantime, Russia has been hammering Ukraine's energy infrastructure in its latest round of attacks. And Donald Trump has chosen a retired three-star general to serve as his special envoy for Ukraine and Russia.
Keith Kellogg has long been Trump's top advisor on defense issues, having served as national security advisor to former Vice President Pence and chief of staff of the National Security Council. He will step into the role as special envoy as Russia's invasion of Ukraine enters its third year in February. Trump has criticized the billions of dollars the Biden administration has spent in supporting Ukraine, and Kellogg has said bringing the war to a close will require strong America First leadership. Greg Clugston, Washington.
About the Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire in Lebanon.
Day two, and it is still holding, with warnings from both sides. That hasn't actually stopped many Lebanese, thousands of Lebanese who were displaced by the fighting, from trying to return to their homes. But what Israel has said is that in the past 24, 48 hours, it has arrested a number or detained a number of individuals. It has instituted an overnight curfew. It has killed a number of what it called terrorists and fired warning shots, although local media are saying that some of the people injured in the shots were journalists.
The BBC's Barbara Plett Usher. Also at SRNnews.com, some of President-elect Trump's cabinet nominees and appointees say they've been getting bomb threats and other kind of threats recently. It's a soggy Macy's Thanksgiving Day parade in New York City. The rain is falling, but hundreds of thousands of spectators are on hand nonetheless. This is SRN News. America's pastors are struggling with porn.
According to research from the Barna Group, 18% of Protestant clergymen say they are currently struggling with the temptations of pornography. 49% say they struggled with it in the past, and 33% say it's never been a problem. Amongst younger pastors under the age of 45, 26% say they are currently fighting an attraction to porn. It would appear that the easy access provided by the Internet is afflicting clergymen as much as laymen. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A liberal panic is developing about divorce. Warnings have been popping up on social media, urging women who might be considering divorce to pull the trigger ever since President Trump won re-election. In fact, the twice-divorced president has never said anything about changing the country's divorce laws, and Vice President-elect J.D. Vance has only lamented the fact that there are too many divorces in America. This is SRN News. China is confirming a prisoner swap with the U.S.
The Chinese government says the three Americans it released were swapped for four people China had been seeking. The three Americans released by Beijing are Mark Suidan, who had been facing a death sentence on drug charges, and Kai Li and John Leung, who were both accused of espionage. The Americans had been held for years. Just 2 months ago, China freed Christian pastor David Lin of California, who had spent nearly 20 years behind bars after being convicted of contract fraud. Donna Water, Washington.
After threatening to impose steep tariffs on Mexican imports, President-elect Trump and his Mexican counterpart, Claudia Sheinbaum, have agreed to help stem the flow of illegal aliens and deadly drugs into the U.S. The two spoke by phone yesterday, with both giving the conversation glowing reviews. More details at SRNnews.com.